Hi, and welcome to another episode of the StoryCorps podcast. Today's conversation comes from L.A. Many veterans seek out the West Los Angeles Veterans Affairs Hospital, hoping to feel better. But thanks to Anthony Bravo Esparza, known to his friends as Dreamer, those veterans often end up looking better, too. Dreamer, a veteran himself, has been giving free haircuts to vets since the 1970s. He can be found in a red, white, and blue trailer parked at the VA, where he averages about 200 haircuts a month. Last year, Paul Crowley showed up looking for a trim. Today, he's Dreamer's assistant. And at StoryCorps, they sat down to talk about their friendship.
When I showed up, I was washed.
Yeah, you've been drinking.
I was totally out of hope. And part of that was the way I looked. I hadn't shaved in a couple weeks. My hair was filthy and scraggly. But getting the haircut made me feel, for lack of a better word, normal, which I hadn't in a long, long time.
When I first ran into you, I saw a guy that could, at some point, rise above it. And I just felt that I can help you. Abraham Lincoln once said, never underestimate the power of a haircut. Of course, he never said that, but he should have said it.
I try and help you out.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not cutting hair, but when I'm there at the trailer, I've watched the guy that just came right off the streets, not doing too well, and the only thing he has to pay you with is an orange.
Whatever you got, we'll make a deal. I got rubber band balls, I've got pebbles, rocks, washers.
I've never seen you turn anybody away. It's amazing to me to see the guys that come in the beginning, and then after they've been there a little while, they're going out to look for work.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk in with a suit and the haircut you had given them the day before, and you can't even recognize them compared to the day they walked in there. You impressed me from the very start, and I respect what you have imparted to me. It's what has made me into a better person because of my interaction with you.
Thank you, buddy. We're going to move forward. That's why we comb our hair backwards.
That's right.
That's Anthony Bravo Esparza, who goes by Dreamer, with his friend and assistant Paul Crowley in Los Angeles. See photos of Dreamer's trailer on our website, StoryCorps.org. I'm Michael Garofalo, and this has been the StoryCorps Podcast. Thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.